Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time. Will somebody clap your hands? It's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Morning. Wow, what a week. What a week. My God Almighty, that God has moved and God did many a things. And I know that truly you have been blessed through this week. Truly, I believe that God is doing what he say he's going to do this week. And I know that many of you, you got tools, you got different things to encourage you, but you could stay in this battlefield. You could keep on fighting. Amen. From all the way from Monday all the way up to now, I know you should have been inspired. You should have been encouraged. You should have some tools. My God, but you could keep on pressing on through. Amen. It could be a press at times, and sometimes the press can get a little hard. But nevertheless, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. And you are proving yourself that you are a endurer. Amen. So you got to fight, and you got to keep on fighting. Listen, first of all, we give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who is the head of our life. Amen. Send a shout out to my wife. Thank God for her. And also send a shout out to our family. Amen. The first family. ADM. God bless you all. Amen. And our international listeners all over the world. It's a blessing for you all to come on and be in part and commune with us. We thank God for you all. We thank God for you being prayer warriors and warriors in the body of Christ that's going to fight and keep on fighting like never before. Amen. So we thank God for you for that. Amen. And right here in our very own United States of America, we thank God for each and every one of you here in the United States of America that has been a blessing walking with us. And we thank God for you all the way up north, my God, to New York and Maine, down south, my God, here in Florida. We thank God for you all. Even us on the East Coast, my God, we thank God for you all. And right there in the middle, we thank God for you all, Canada and all you all. We thank God for you all for tuning in and listening to us. I said this a couple of times, my God, and I'm saying this again. We have listeners where you're downloading, you're getting a message off of the website, off our internet site. It's pretty much about 400 downloads going on a week now. It's about 400. Of the message download going on in the week, amen. So therefore, saints of God, I want you to understand, you're just getting a piece of these messages, amen. Each piece of the message, because a lot of the leaders, especially on Mother's Night evangelists and different ones, my God, you're talking about 20 minutes or 15 minutes, 25 minutes. So you really get a piece of the message. I want you to recommend any topic or any message that you love. And we're going to get, I get with these leaders, you know, we got our evangelists, we got our mothers, and we'll get with these leaders and ask them, can they put together a segment for you, amen, something a little bit longer, amen, because we want you blessed, we want to get you the information, and some of it is just 20 minutes, 25 minutes, amen, but we want to give you something to keep going and keep pressing on through. because we know what God is doing through you. And we just thank God for you all. We just thank God because it's just been a blessing, and it's just been a blessing for what God is doing. Amen. Nevertheless, it's been a blessing. My God Almighty. Listen, we're going to get ready to celebrate our very own Mother Helen's birthday. Today is her birthday. I'm going to send a shout out. We send a shout out. Amen. Happy birthday to our very own Mother OG. Amen. Mother Helen, bless God for her. If you ain't doing nothing this Sunday, we're going to help celebrate. We're going to celebrate her a little bit after the broadcast. We're going to celebrate her a little bit. And we thank God for her. She is a pioneer in the spirit, you all. I'm telling you, she's a pioneer in the spirit. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for her and her labor of love. Amen. So we're going to get ready to get things all wrapped up this Friday. Amen. Before we do so, let's go ahead and bring it on our very own Mother. Mother, my God, Jackson. How you doing? God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor, this morning. I'm blessed. Highly favored. I can't complain. First of all, I come to Jesus Christ, giving him the honor, who's the head of my life. And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Temple. I give honor to our First Lady of ADM, Leticia Spencer. And I give honor to each and every one that's tuned in this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus God, we come this morning, to the song of repentance.
Amen.
Of Oshay this morning, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We ask you that you forgive us this morning, God. And we stand before you, God. We thank and we ask that you forgive us, God, of Oshay. If we have anything in our heart that we are holding against anyone, God, this morning, God, I ask you, Oshay, God, begin to wash our hearts in the blood of our son. Give us the mind, Lord, of Oshay, God, to forgive whoever trespasses against us, Lord. And let us come to Oshay against those that they come to Oshay in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you lay your hands on our heads, God, this morning, and be that mind regulator, Lord, Oshay, God. Cleanse our minds in the blood of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We thank you, God, because you've been mighty good to us, God, this morning, God. I pray this morning that every vessel, God, have rise, God, and to give you the glory, God, because you've been good to us, better than we've been to ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our trials and our tribulations, God, because we realize today that they only come to make us strong, God, about shining out, to make us solid in the kingdom, about solid in you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we cry out for each and every one of us, God, the saints and the one that's lost, to in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, teach us to be obedient about sending it out. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But most of all, Lord, about shake, God, let us have that old godly Lord, about shining out, about shake, deep down in our sanctified soul, that we can love in spite of all, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give us a mind that wanted us to follow you, run after you, God, the peace that you have, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, that you open every ear, every eyes, God, about sending it about, that they may hear your voice, God, only your voice this morning, God, that they can see what you see, in the name of Jesus, God, about sending that, God. Oh, I lift up the backslider this morning, God. I cry out for those. God of Oshay, come back. Come back to your first a little bit. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of my kingdom. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning for life itself, God. Because it had not been for you, God, our number would be up over by Sinai. And that's another opportunity to say thank you, God, for keeping me one more time, God. A little about Sinai. To make up my mind, I want to change. To make up my mind of a kind of emotion, I don't want to follow nobody but you, Christ. I tried everything about my son, and it disappointed me, God, about son. Oh, but this day, God, this day I made up my mind that I follow my father, son. Oh, yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, God, I lift up every sick vessel about kind of emotion once more, God. Oh, God, we already know kind of emotion. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter how the book comes, no matter how our bodies function, the Lord, We know that we're healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your deliverance this morning, God. We thank you for the breakthroughs this morning, God. We thank you for making a way out of nowhere this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for made up minds about sharing you this morning, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for salvation about community in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the roof of our head, how about Sinai. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for all things, God. You're a mighty good God, and we'll shine out. Let us realize, God, let us put you first before anything, God. In the name of Jesus, we'll shine out. Oh, God, as soon as you breathe breath in us in the morning, God, we ought to be looking towards the hill, which coming out of heaven, all that is coming from you, God. No other God that we know, but Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to cry out, lay before you, God. But teach us, Lord, the things we need to be taught in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for filling somebody this morning with the Holy Spirit, God. I know for a fact, God, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, about Spirit, God, you won't want to do what you want to do, God. You want to do what God wants you to do, God. Oh, thank you this morning, God. Thank you for your teaching, God, and obedience in you, God. I pray this morning about Sunday, somebody make their minds up, God. Somebody make their minds up this morning. Oh, just run and don't look back. Run and don't look about Sunday. It's nothing back, but everything is forward in Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus this morning. Oh, just give him thanks for everything. Everything, you know, about Sunday this morning. Give him thanks for what you already have. In the mighty name of Jesus, because he's worthy to be praised. I don't know about you this morning. I'm so grateful. I have to thank you for all things. He's my own and all. I'm my son. I love my husband, but my son. But God come before him. I got to praise him about Sunday. When you hear me praising God, I got something to praise him about. He brought me from death, but Sunday back to life. Oh, he's been my shepherd, the food on my table. How about Sunday? He's been there for me. How, when people said I wouldn't make it, he's been there for me. How about Sunday when I was to die? He's still there for me. He's there for me when I was alive, oh, and I still can praise him. I praise God for the best Sunday of all my lips. That I can praise him through it all I shall praise, through it all I'll make it about Sunday, about shape, in the name of Jesus this morning. And that's what I'm telling you all. You can make it too, out of our Sunday, if you make up your mind. Make up your mind today who you want to serve. Huh? People to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God will never deny you out of our Sunday, the Lord. I give you up about my son that he's love, nothing but love and kindness. Have he drowned thee in the name of Jesus this morning, God. I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let it be a turnaround in our life, God. Let it be a shift and go by son that in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask you this morning, God, in the name of the Father, of us, send us the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn it up, God.
Amen, amen. God, we thank you, God. And God, for all you done did this week, and you done blessed us, God. We covered all with your precious blood. We thank you, God. We covered everything with your precious blood. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we give you the honor for what you are doing and for what you done did, God. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. It is a blessing. And we just thank God for what he is doing. And we just give God the glory, amen, because he is worthy to be praised, amen, amen. Listen, we've been praising God, we've been blessing him all week. I just want to encourage somebody, I want to encourage you, and I'm telling you, you just keep going on, amen. I know life will get hard, and life will get to the place where you don't want to throw, you don't want to keep moving, amen. My God, that's a realization. Many of us came to that place at some point. Many of us came to that place to where it's almost like as I'm going crazy, amen. And what I mean by crazy is, one minute you are being blessed, things are moving, and the next minute you're having warfare in the midst of your blessing. Amen. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to teach on that one. Warfare in the midst of your blessing. It's not about the attack that you're just battling because you stole a blessed individual. It's just trying to keep a sanity of mind. You know, it's, you know, because you're blessed, that doesn't make issues go away. And that's one thing that people, we have to understand, we have to get into the place. Yeah, you're blessed. Amen. Going to stay blessed, amen. But that doesn't make issues go away. That doesn't make opposition to go away, amen. That doesn't make none of that go away. But that doesn't mean you're not blessed. That doesn't mean you're not blessed, amen. Many of people, you know, we got to understand that God's hand is upon you, amen. And yes, life can, life can put a beating on you. It really can, amen. Imagine this, special leaders of God. Different ones that has assignment into the things of God. You know, you got to understand this. You have your you have your family. If you have a family with kids, or if you have a if you're married, or you have different things, you have that part of the family. Now, then you got your employment. Now you got your work, you got your job, amen. Now you're going to put on another assignment, assignment of serving God, or assignment just being faithful to God, or assignment or doing the Lord's will. So you got different things that, my God, it takes a lot of virtue. That's why you cannot afford to come out of God's presence. You cannot afford to leave the presence of God. Because the presence of God, my God Almighty, many people, they'll try to go to the presence of God and say, well, I'm going to get equipped. I'm going to make sure I'm ready. I'm anointed. Baby, you're already anointed. Woman of God, man of God, God has already anointed you. You know, when God calls you, God says, my God, God equip those he calls. God calls you, he don't equip you. Amen. You go into the presence of God to keep your own identity. You go into the presence of God to keep your own boundaries. Amen. Because you got God in this world. If we can be honest with this thing, it will cause you to just go crazy. Amen? If we can be honest with this thing, it will cause you. But because of God keeping us, because of God keeping us, and because we are willfully we are willfully staying in the presence of God, God is able to keep us. Saints of God, don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. Don't think you you're Lord, you're not worthy to walk. You're not worthy, amen, to do different things. You know, don't ever think that, amen. Because of what life's gonna do at you, because of different things done from. That's why it's very important to associate yourself around strong individuals. Strong individuals. You associate yourself around individuals that have mind issues, mind battles. They constantly trying to wrestle to find themselves. They constantly very emotional wreck and stuff like that. When you need to withdraw strength is not going to be there to withdraw. When you need to withdraw joy is not going to be there to withdraw. Amen? Amen. So we got to understand that because we go through things in life, that doesn't count us out. That doesn't count you out. They do not count you out. And I don't want no one, and I just pray. Somebody might feel like they counted out today. They might feel like, you know, you counted out. And you don't want to go back to your local church. You don't want to go back and be with your local church family. Amen. Because you feel counted out. Because you feel like you can't take this. I got this on my plate. I'm not going to get this more on the plate. Much is given. I want to share this with you. Much is given and much is required of thee. God must think highly of you to put a great responsibility on you. That's one thing that me and my wife, we really truly learned through our walk and through a lot of things that we are very responsible for, you know. And we came to the place very early. And once we came to that mindset and we came to that place, things just keep blossoming for us. Things just keep working out for us. Because we came into the mindset that God thinks so much of us. He thinks very highly of us to give us the workload or to give us the weight that he gives us, give us the responsibility that he gave us. I said, God must think so awesome of us. Baby, brothers, sisters, mothers, friends, if you heavy down and you feel as though, like, God, this is a lot, you really stretching me, guess what? Welcome to God's favor. Welcome to God. He's favoring you. Welcome to God's hand is upon you. Welcome to the place to where God says, I'm starting to trust you. I could trust you with I could trust you with much. Amen. That's why the Bible also is putting despise not small beginnings. Amen. If you be faithful to a little, God says, I will trust you with much. Many of you were faithful to little. You were faithful to little. You were faithful to the crumbs, or you were faithful to the crumbs, or to the 2 cents that you had. You were faithful to your process. The process of struggling, your process of going through the valley, going through the mountain. You are faithful to that little. Many of you need to think back on your life right now and see how faithful you were. You were faithful, amen. You were faithful in that place. It might not was your own place, amen. You probably had to stay with somebody else, but guess what? You were faithful. You probably had to sleep in your car, but guess what? You were still faithful, amen. And because of you faithful, the times that God shown seen you and he seen you through, because of that faithfulness, what God said? He said, now, daughter, I can bless you with some more. I can bless you with much. I can bless you with different things. Amen. Because of your faithfulness. Amen. See, many of us, we don't understand the beauty that God bless us with. Amen. We want to categorize how God should bless us. But let me tell you something. If God put if you got responsibility on you and it just seems like, oh my God, guess what? God trusts in you. That's a blessing for God saying, I trust you with responsibility. I could trust you that you ain't going to give up. I trust you, you ain't going to throw in a towel. I could trust you. Why? Because God wants this. Why? Because the Bible says, remind me of my word. Watch this. The Bible talks about how we remind God of his word. Watch this. Many of us remind God every day through the testimonies. Amen. Our testimonies bring back remembrance. Many of us, we have testimonies how we've been homeless. We have testimonies how we have nothing to eat. We have testimonies where the bosses don't give up. God don't turn things around. Amen. We constantly are reminded of our testimony. We constantly being reminded. And why should you remind your testimony? God be like, you know what? Oh, yeah, you're right. You remember that testimony you came through and you didn't think you were coming through? You reminded me all night long. You was walking in on how I'm going to brought you through, and you got brought through. What God said? He said, listen, I can give you a little bit more responsibility. I can put this person in your life. I can put that person in your life. Why? Because I know that you didn't break up throwing a towel when you could have. You could have broke. You could have broke. You could have thrown the towel. You should have thrown the towel. But guess what? You didn't break. So God said, I'm going to make you ruler of much. I'm going to make you ruler of much. Amen. Listen, saints of God, do not get frustrated because sometimes the responsibility of the workload that God put in your life is stretch you. Amen. You count it all joy. God for it. Because you got to understand, if we testify, many of us, probably 2, 3, or 4 years ago, or 1 year ago, we probably didn't have the responsibility we have on us now. We probably didn't have it then. Amen. Now we have the responsibility. Now we have more added on to us. Why? Because God said, I trusted you and I watched you when you was at the lowest time of your life, where you should, where you could have took your life. You could have committed suicide. You didn't commit suicide. Y'all hear me this morning. Hey, I want to encourage somebody. When you should have gave up, you didn't give up. When you should have just said, I ain't with this no more, you stayed into that. Amen. So you don't get upset. Don't get upset because different things, it feels so, you know, it's wearing me down. It's you know, you're human. And this is one thing I want to let people understand. This is saints of God. You're not in your glorified bodies yet. You're human, and your body get tired. Your mind gets tired. Your body get tired because the body, this natural body, it is designed to only take so much. It's only designed to take so much. Well, I love Psalms 23. Psalms 23, what our mom and them, we stand up in church and we quote, and they got a passage in Psalms 23. It says, he make me lie down in green pastures. He make me lie down in green pastures. What you make me doing? That's a place of rest. That's a place of rest. You know, that's a place to where he want to rest. Rest what? Your mind. You rest your spirit. You rest. Amen. Amen. I pray this morning that many of you, you're going to find rest. You're going to begin to find peace. You're not going to rest from getting rid of trying to get your plate clean. No, no, no. Your plate is, you glorify God while your plate is full. While your plate is full, you glorify God. My God, yes, Almighty, because Lord, it's a blessing to have your plate full. It's a blessing to have responsibility within the kingdom, Lord, within God. And God, it's a blessing. Amen. That is a blessing. Amen. 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 Remember where you used to be and remember where you're at right now. And because you did not despise small beginnings, or because you embraced the small, you embraced the little. And God said, you know what? If you embrace it, now I'm going to make you ruler. I'm going to make you ruler of what? I'm going to make you ruler of much. What is much? Much could be, I'm going to make you ruler of your employment. Well, much it could be, he said, listen, now you and your home, y'all are ready to go through this trial, because I know you're ready now, because I had to save this trial years ago and not allow you to go through this trial because you wasn't ready mentally. You know, now you are ready to go through because it's a blessing on the other side. Your miracle is on the other side. But I couldn't let you go through 5 years ago. I couldn't let you go through what you went through 10 years ago. I had to wait this season and this time in your life to let you go through. Why? Because you fought through, you overcame, you went through a struggle, you came out of a struggle, you went through your mind felt like it was going crazy, but you overcame all that. So God said, my God, I can make my daughter, I can make my son, I can make you all rule what? Over much. Rule over money. Watch this. Rule over money. It simply means more responsibility. That's simply what it means. When God said, I'm going to make you rule over much now, it simply means more responsibility. So when you get more responsibility in your life, when you get more, when you're accountable for different things, I want you to begin to look back. Look back over your life. Don't get upset. Don't get frustrated. You thank God.
Amen.
You thank God. God, I thank you. I thank you because what that simply means, God said, David, I could trust you. My hand is upon you. My favor is upon you. Amen. That's why it's upon you. It's upon you. I can put more on your plate. You can handle more. You can digest more. You think you can. See, this is where we got to really, the flesh and our spirit is having trouble with, because we think we can't handle it. Yes, you can. If you can handle it, God will never make you responsible. Hear me, my God. If you can handle it, will never make you responsible. Amen. See, what's happening is we're looking at the place of my plate is full. Your plate is not being full. God just stretching you. He's stretching you. Amen. Oh, God, I can't handle this. Yes, you can handle with this. What God is doing, he's making you stronger. And when an individual lifts weight or a person ready to start working out and they want to strengthen their body, they have to do what? They have to put weights on their body. They have to go through resistance training. Amen. They have to strengthen their body with weight. Other words, they got to put something on their body that weighs, that will add more pounds than they could carry. Amen? So, in other words, if you're 150 pounds and you go ahead and put 10 more pounds on you to work out with, now you become 160 pounds. Amen? My God. And guess what? It probably was a struggle at the beginning, but if you keep working out and if you keep doing it, you will look. 10 pounds, you're like, man, y'all need to put more weight on me. Amen. Because that's your life. It ain't doing nothing for me no more. Well, that's how many of you in your life right now. My God, the weight that God placed on you when you was in your valley, the weight that God placed on you when you was in the lowest point of your life, amen. You came out of that place as pure gold. You came out of that place healed. You came out of that place delivered. You came out of that place in your right mind. You came out. God. Please, my God, no weapon formed against you is not going to prosper. So what God looked at and said, oh, they can handle that. That's easy for them now. So let me add a little bit more on them because they can handle what I gave them. I'm not going to put too much on you than you could bear. Amen. Amen. Count it all joy. Because what God giving you, it is a honor. It is a honor. How do you know that, Pastor? When you look at when we coming up to Easter, and Easter is always a remembrance of the walk of Jesus Christ. And when you look at the life of Jesus, that was an honor for him to carry that weight. That was an honor for him to carry that cross. That was for honor for him through what we went through. That was an honor. But y'all hear me this morning. That was honor for him to walk through what he walked through. That was an honor. My God. God is honoring you. Brothers and sisters, I want you to really listen to me. Listen to Pastor Hart right now. God is really honoring you. He's honoring you because he put more weight on you. He's honoring you because he's giving you more responsibility. He's honoring you because he's scratching you. If he never honor you, if he never scratch you, if God never trusts you, he will never put no weight on you. He will never give you more responsibility. Why God want to give you something to set you up to fail? No. He's honoring you. Count it all joy. Next time you feel overwhelmed, you just need to tell yourself, God, I thank you for the responsibility. God, I thank you for what you made in my life. Thank you, God. I thank you for what you gave me. God, I thank you. Because I overcome greater than this back in the day. I overcome greater. You overcome greater than what you're dealing with now back in the days. You just say, God, I thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Don't look upon yourself because at times you feel like giving up. Don't look down upon yourself. Don't get all upset. Don't get all going to the left and going to the right. Don't do all that there because you can't. Listen, saints, let me repeat this again. You're not in your glorified bodies. Amen. The Bible says we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The spirit and the flesh, my God, they wars against each other. Amen. We have a war against our flesh under suggestion. Amen. So guess what?
Amen.
My God, we got to put some things in place. And the things that we got to put in place, when we start feeling down, when we start feeling low, we got to understand that God, my God Almighty, he trusts me enough to put me on. He trusts me enough to give me that responsibility. He trusts me enough to give me what he gave me. He trusts me enough. Amen? Amen. Saints of God, my God, I just hope you are being blessed, and I just want you to keep staying in the fight. And it's very understandable that sometimes the way it gets heavy, it gets weight. Amen? Because many of you got so many responsibilities. You got so much responsibility dealing with your personal life. You got so much responsibility to step the responsibility of what the assignment that God gave you. Then you got work financially. Amen? You got so much responsibility. But think about this here. If God never trusts you, he will never put it in your life. Count it all joy. You just rejoice into the things of the Lord. Amen? It's a blessing. My God, I want to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up because if our very own Mother Helen is on, I want Mother Helen to go ahead and press 1 because we want to give her a couple of words to shout out. And if anybody want to come in, my God, to give her, wish her a happy birthday, we want to wish her a happy birthday. And we just want to thank God for our very own Mother Helen. Amen. Amen. I see her right there. Let's go ahead and be wrong. Amen. Saints of God, don't give up. You know, because God, he trusts you. Amen. And he trusts you to put that on your plate. He trusts you to put all that on your plate. Amen. And I know times they get intense, you know, but always thinking about it. God, I thank you for what you gave me. I thank you for what you've given me. I thank you for the responsibility that you added on my plate. I thank you, God, and we're going to keep working. Amen? Amen. God bless you, Mother Helen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
We're powerful. Mother Helen.
Yeah.
We want to tell you Well, Mother Helen, we want to tell you on behalf of ADM and behalf of the leadership of ADM, we want to tell you our happy birthday. We thank you for every labor, every prayer, every individual that you spoke positive to you. We thank you.
Yes.
And we thank you that
you
are a champion to individuals that is up in a certain age bracket. Because you're in an age bracket, that doesn't mean we forgot about you. That doesn't mean that you cannot work. You're showing and you're preparing a way and you're raising a bar that is no excuses.
Amen.
It's no excuses. If you really have a heart to do it, you can do it. And we thank God for everything that you've done from day one, every prayer. And I pray, my God, this morning, that God is going to allow you to see many, many, many more years. Because you don't raise the bar in his kingdom. You don't raise the bar for individuals to come climb. And you still have a lot that you need to involve into different ones in America. Father, I thank you this morning. And we pray for our very own mother. And we pray, God, that you keep her, my God, in perfect health. You keep her covered. And you keep her in everything that's in her, every ounce in her. God, I pray, my God Almighty, that you're going to be able to impart every ounce. You're going to be able to instill every bit, God, into lives of others. Amen. That's what many people or many things or many churches of God. They're going to carry on what you don't or what you don't express. God, we thank you, my God, for blessing us, my God, with a true blessing to the body of Christ. We love you. Anybody else want to come in and give Mother Helen some flowers? I want you to go ahead and press one. I see you, one of you right now. Let's go ahead and bring you in. God bless you. 6993. God bless you.
Good morning, Mother Helen. This is Evangelist Nita, I just want to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want your encouraging words. Just as the apostle said, he has said it all in a nutshell. You are just an awesome person. We wish you a happy birthday. We wish you many more. And I just pray today that God open up the windows of heaven and send you out blessings. But most of all, the blessing of love. And we just thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we praise God for you. Have a beautiful day in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, lovely. We're going to go to the next caller, 8095, last four digits. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor, and happy birthday, Evangelist Helen. This is Mother Davis down in Jacksonville. We've been knowing each other for over 30 years, and she's been a blessing in my life. May God continue to use her with all of her wisdom and knowledge that he's given to her, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Mother Davis. And Mother Davis, we're going to be down in Florida next week. My God, if you love to come and be a part of our service we're going to have next week, Friday, we will embrace you. We will love you. So God bless you, Mother Davis, and hopefully we'll be able to see you face-to-face there. Amen. If anybody else like to place, and I know this is an emotional moment because we celebrating a truth. And, you know, one thing I love about this, we don't have to make up words. We don't have to make up things to try to make an individual feel good on their day. The truth is the truth. Amen. And that's what the truth is. And Mother Helen, we thank you once again. And I know that it's many individuals all over the world because they listen to you, listen to your teaching, listen to your wisdom, and they are embracing you all over the world. And we thank you for your labor of love. Listen, if y'all want to help us celebrate, we're going to do a little bit more celebrating with our very own mother on this Sunday. And we're going to celebrate her, and we're going to thank God for what God is doing through her. Amen. So please, she loves you. So you could go ahead and grab a gift and bring it on, my God, and give it to her. You're going to be very appreciative, amen, and to do so, amen. Mother Helen, would you like to share last words, final thoughts?
Y'all know I'm a baby. I'm just so overwhelmed, and I just love you all, and I thank you. And I thank God for all the wisdom that he bestowed in me and all the people that I have reached out over the years. And it just makes my heart glad. But one thing, I'm glad that God put me in the press, that he tightened the rope on me. And it gets hard sometimes, but I just keep on pushing. And I thank God for ADM because I've been so inspired the 3 years that I've been with you, Apostle. You have shown me nothing but love. And I just want to say I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, and God bless you all.
Amen. And we just thank you all. You know, it's a blessing when you have true people that really love God and really going to stay in the scrub in this fight. So it's a blessing. I'm a little emotional and I got a little choked up.
And that's all right.
That's rare.
All right.
First lady in the background saying happy Mother Helen to you. Happy birthday, Mother Helen. Amen. 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 We love you, Mother Helen. Amen. Listen, saints of God, this Saturday night, please put your clocks up ahead an hour. Time changes. Change this Friday night. So I always do it before I go to bed. So before you go to bed, just put it up an hour. Amen. If it doesn't automatically change. Amen. So you just go ahead and put it up an hour this Friday night. Amen. I want you to guys come bless and celebrate with us. If you got a church home, please go to a church. And go to a church, my God Almighty, to where you can have a great time in the Lord and into the Word.
Amen.
Remember, you're not there for the people, amen, unless you're a leader of God. You're not there for the people unless you're a leader of God. You dare to meet God, and you dare to get a revelation, and you dare to get power and fire for you to carry on your day and your week. Amen. Get your eyes and focus on the individual and put your eyes on God because he is the true one that's going to see you through.
Amen.
We love you for 81 family. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we're telling you all, guess what? We'll see you shouting Sunday. God bless all of you.
Amen.